Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Heyon Beis. We already learned in our Mishnah on Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph, Kol Mitzis Leisa say, Bein She'ez Man Groma, Bein She'ez Man Groma, Echad HaNoshim Ve'echad HaNoshim Chayavim, that women are Chayiv, and all Mitzis Leisa say, and the Mishnah gave 3 exceptions, Chusbi Ba'al Takif, U'Ba'al Tashchis, U'Ba'al Tetam L'Meisim. We learned in Bekuris for all 3 dinim on Daf Lamed Heyon Beis. And our Gemara now brings a 4th exception as Isi Tani, Isi learned in the Braisa, Af Bal Yikruhu Noshim Petu, that Nashim would be Potter, even the Issa of Bal Yikruhu. And prior to learning our Gemara and finding the Makar for this din of Isi, let us understand the Psukim that states in the Torah, Benegei the Issa. So the Pasuk in Pashur A, in Perak Yud Dalet, Pasuk Al states, Bonim Atem Lashem Alakechem, that you are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lois Eskodim Velisim Karcha Bein Nechem Lameis, that even though you will see that the Goyim have various Menhagim of Avelis, when someone would die, then the Amorayim would do 2 things. Number one, they would cut the body and they would let blood, and number 2, they would pull out their hair, and therefore the Torah tells us that you shouldn't go and follow the Goyim, you shouldn't cut your body as a sign of Avelus, and you shouldn't pull out your hair. And as Rashi and Chumash says, Leisitnu kedida v'ser b'v'sreichem ames kederach shemereim oisin lefi she'atem bonim shel mokum v'atruyim liyis noyim v'loy gedudim u'krachim. And as Pasuk Beis continues, ki am kodesh atel Hashem lekecha u'b'cho boch Hashem liyis loy la'am segula mikol ha'amim asher p'nei ha'adamo. And of course these psukim Pashas Re'e is giving an Issa to Yisrael to do so, and as we saw yesterday, there is also a Pasuk in Pashas Emma that states, Le'ikuchu kocha b'reisham, u'pasukonim le'igalecha u'v'vsarim le'isu to suratas. And the Torah also tells us these 2 asurim, b'negeya, someone that dies, the Kohen also can't pull out his hair, and he also can't make any scratches on his body. Prior to beginning the Agamara, let's point out 2 chilukim between the Pesukim b'negeya Yisrael and the Pesukim b'negeya Kohen. As b'negeya Yisrael, the Pasuk says, and it seems that this issa only applies between your eyes. And by a kohen, the pasuk states, and it's clear that this issa applies on their entire head. In addition, by the gay kohen, the pasuk states, as they use the lashon of surita, and by the gay yisrael, the pasuk uses the lashon leisiskaydu. And at least at face value, it seems that these 2 isurim are a bit different than each other. And the gemara begins, my time of the isi. What is the makar for isi's din that he brought from the braisa? There is a 4th exception as to Issa Lavin B'negei women, and women would be Pata from the Issa of Bal Yikruhu. And the Gemara explains the Darash Hachi that he dashes the Pasuk in Re'eh as follows, that the Pasuk states, Banim Atem Hashem Alekechem Leisiskaydu V'leisisim Karcha Bein Neichem L'meis Ke'am Kodesh Atel Lashem Alekecha. Issa learned what the Pasuk says, Banim Atem Lashem Alekechem, it's not saying that you are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Banim V'lei Banis L'karcha. And the Torah is telling us that B'negei the Issa of Leisisim Karcha, that Issa only applies to sons and to males and not to daughters and not to females. Now, interestingly enough, the Pasuk actually stated, Banim Atem Hashem Alekechem, Leisiskaydu, and only afterwards did it say, Leisisim Karcha Bein Nechem Lameis, and Isi still says that the word Banim is coming to be Lafuke, the din of Leisisim Karcha for women, but Leisiskaydu is going to be Asa for men and women as well. And therefore, the Gemara is, Ata Im Lekarcha in El Legadida, maybe when it says Banim, and we're going to learn out, Banim Vele Banis, maybe that limud should not only go on the Issa Leisisim Karcha Bein Nechem Lameis, but also should go on the Issa Leisiskaydu, and by both, the din should be that only applies to males and not to females. And how does Isi know that it's only going on the second part of the pasuk of Leisisim Karcha Bein Nechem Lameis and not on Leisiskaydu? And the Gemara answers, Kshu Oimek Ke'am Kodesh Atel Hashem Lekecha, that since the next pasuk states that you are a nation that's holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you use Lashon Am, so Am includes Nashim, Harei Gedida Amar, and that pasuk must be telling us that the Issa of Leisiskaydu applies both to males and females, and Harmani Mekayim Banim Vele Banis Lekecha, and therefore when the Torah states in the first pasuk, Banim Atem Lashem Lekechem, it must be teaching us a din, B'degei Leisisim Karcha Bein Nechem Lameis, that only applies to males and not to females. And the Gemara continues in Eis, My Royis L'Rabbis Sagdida L'Hitzis HaKarcha, L'Maisa, we have one pasuk that is marbod, that even females are responsible for this Issa, as the pasuk states, Ke'am Kodesh Atem Lashem Lekecha, which includes females, and we have a pasuk of Banim Atem Lashem Lekechem, where we can learn Banim Vele Banis, so why do we learn that the Ribui is coming to be Ma'abah Gedida, and the exception of Banis is coming to teach you that the din of Karcha doesn't apply to females? Why don't we say just the opposite? And the Gemara explains, Ma'abah Nisa Gedida, Sheyesh Lo B'Mokum Asar, Shloi B'Mokum Sar, that since we know that the Issa of Gedida is a more inclusive Issa, as the Issa of cutting your body is not only in a place we have here, but it's also on any other part of your body, and even a place where you don't have here, therefore, we're going to say that it's more inclusive, and even women have the Issa of Gedida. However, since the Issa of Leisisim Karcha Korban Nechel Mameis is only in a place where there is Hira, and therefore it's not as inclusive. So we're going to say when the Torah is Memayed and says, Banim Vle Banais, it's coming to tell you that the din is that the Issa of Lesisum Korban Nechel Mameis is also less inclusive, and it only includes males and not females. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, and as we mentioned in the Akdama, at this point the Gemara feels that the Issa of Srita and the Issa of Gedida are actually two different Issurim. When the Torah teaches us that a Yisrael has an Issa of Lysis Gaidu, that's referring to cutting yourself with an instrument, and when the Torah tells us, B'negeya Kain Uviv Sarim Laisu Tu Saratas, that is telling us that a Kain can't cut his body even using his hand, and even if he's not using an instrument. And therefore the Gemara now asks on Isi, V'eim Abanim V'lei Banais Bein L'Kach or Bein L'Gedida, that why do you have to say that the Pasuk Abanim Atim L'Hashem L'Kechem is teaching us that Banim V'lei Banais only B'negeya the Issa Laisis Simu Karcha Bein L'Nechem and not B'negeya the Issa Laisis Gaidu, and we completely skip the words Laisis Gaidu, if L'Chair we could say that when the Torah states Banim Atim L'Hashem L'Kechem and we're going to learn Banim V'lei Banais, it's going on that entire Pasuk, and the Torah is telling you that the Issa Laisis Gaidu, that you're going and cutting yourself using an instrument, as well as the Issa of Laisis Simu Karcha Bein L'Nechem, are only by males and not by females. And even though the Torah states Ki Am Kodeshata, which seems to include women, as Am includes Nashim as well, that Pasuk will go back on the Din of the Kohen, where the Pasuk says in Pashas Emma, Vivsarim Laisu Tu Saratas, and the Torah is teaching us that the Issa of Sarita is not only by men, but also by women, and as the Gemara states, V'chikasav Ki Am Kodesh Ata L'Hashem L'Kecha, and we're going to include women, Besrita Hu Dechsiv, that is referring specifically to the Issa of Sarita. And Rashi points out that even though L'Chira, the words Ki Am Kodesh Ata L'Hashem L'Kecha, in Pashas Re'ei, and in Pashas Re'ei, the Pesukim don't speak about Sarita at all, as the only time that we speak about Sarita is in Pashas Emma B'negei Kayin. However, Rashi explains that since L'maisa Sarita is very similar to the Issa of Gedida, therefore the Torah taught us the din of Ki Am Kodesh Ata L'Hashem L'Kecha, B'negei the din of Gedida, and we would understand that it's talking about the case of Sarita that it talks about B'negei Kayin. And as Rashi explains, V'hochi Shapitrei, and this is actually a better usage of the Pasuk, V'lav L'Srusei Kra, and it's better than chopping up the Pasuk and saying when the Pasuk states at the beginning of Pasuk Aleph, Banim Atam L'Hashem L'Kechem, and it states Laisis Gaidu, that we're going to skip over the word Laisis Gaidu, and we're going to say that Banim Atam L'Hashem L'Kechem is only referring to the second part of the Pasuk of Laisisim Ukarcha Bein Nechel L'Meis, and as Rashi says, Da Banim V'lei Banis Gabi Dixiv U'Menei Solik, as immediately after it states Banim Atam L'Hashem L'Kechem, it states Laisis Gaidu, and doesn't make sense that the words Banim Atam L'Hashem L'Kechem would not be discussing the Issa of Laisis Gaidu. And as Taisis adds in to Rashi in the last three lines on the Amid, V'oi Diyesh Gam Sirus Acha, the Am Kodesh Koya Gedida Shalafnei Fonav, V'lo Yakorcha Shalafonav, and also you have to chop up the Pasuk, B'negei the Pasuk, Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem L'Kechem, as you're going to go back and say that those words, going back and teaching us a din, B'negei the Issa of Laisis Gaidu, which is at the beginning of Pasuk Aleph, and it's telling us that the Issa of Laisis Gaidu is relevant to men and women, Fi Isi, these words are not going back on the Issa of Laisis Simu Karcha Bein Nechem L'Meis, which are of course the words that are right before the Pasuk of Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem L'Kecha, and therefore it would make sense that these words of Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem L'Kecha are actually going back to the Pasuk in Pashas Emor that states B'negei HaKoyin Uviv Sarim Laisu Tu Saratas. And the Gemara answers Kasavi Isi Srita V'Gedida Achasi. Isi holds that although the Torah used two different Lashonis, B'negei the Issa of a person scratching themselves, and B'negei HaKoyin used the Lashon of Srita, and B'negei Yisrael used the Lashon of Gedida, it really referred to the same Issa that it's us of a HaKoyin or Yisrael to cut themselves either using an instrument or using their hands. And as Rashi states, both Lashonis are mashma, say if you cut yourself using your hand or if you cut yourself using an instrument. And therefore, according to Isi, it must be that the words Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem L'Kecha is going back on the Issa of Gedida and telling us that both by a Kohen and by Yisrael, the Issa of Gedida applies not only to a male and to a female. And therefore, when the Torah states, Banim Atam L'Hashem L'Kechem, that must be going on the Issa of Laisisimu Karcha Bein Nechel L'Meis. And the Torah teaches us that the Issa of Laisisimu Karcha Bein Nechel L'Meis is only by a male and not by a female. The Mefarshim discussed that according to Isi that holds that there's no chiluk between Sarita and Gedida, so when the Torah tells us both Yisurim, one B'negei Kohen and one B'negei Yisrael, so the Ritva holds that if a person is Eva on this Issa, he'd be chayiv to Malkus based on the two Yisurim. However, others learn that you wouldn't be chayiv to Malkus, but if someone gives an Asra and says you'll be Eva on Sarita, or if they say you'll be Eva on Gedida, then both are considered valid Asrayas as the Issa is the same. And we continue with the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Abaya Amar Abaya now comes to explain another pshat and another makar for the din of Isi, who said that the Issa Laisisimu Karcha Bein Nechel L'Meis is only by a male and not by a female. And Abaya holds that from the words of Banim Atam L'Hashem L'Kechem, we can't learn out banim v'loy banais, as the word mean that you are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as not referring to sons and not daughters. However, Abaye states, Hainu taima de isi, this is the reason for isi, the gama karcha karcha b'nei Aaron. He learns Xer Shava from the fact that the Torah says the lashon of karcha b'nei Geir Kain, as the pasuk states leikuchu karcha b'reisham in Pashas Emma, and the pasuk says b'nei Geir Yisrael in Pashas A, v'loy sesimu karcha b'nei Nechem l'meis, and therefore he learns out malala nashim p'turis, just like b'nei Geir the isa by a Kain, the only isa is on a male and not a female. As Abaye taught us on daf lamed hayom beis, that when the Torah states in Pashas Emma, emala Kain and b'nei Aaron, then the words b'nei Aaron teach us b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Saren, and not only b'nei Geir the isa to be matam l'meisim, but also b'nei Geir other dinim that states in that pasha. Isi holds when the pasuk in Pashas Emma b'nei Geir Kain states leikuchu karcha b'reisham, the pasuk tells us that it's only b'nei Geir b'nei Aaron and not b'nei Saren, and this isa only applies to the males and not to females of the children of Aaron. Based on the Xer Shava, Karcha Karcha, Afkan, Nashim Turis, also by the Geir Issa that states by Yisrael in Pashur A, Veloisasimu Karcha Ben Nechel Mes, it's only referring to males, and the Issa does not apply to females. The Gemara will now go through a very similar Shakla Vataria that we did on Daflam and Heron Bez, and the Gemara asked on Bayab, Isvirulon, the Chiksiv Krab, Kulin Yanu, the Chsiv, Nishta Krumine, if you correct that when in Pashur's Emma, the Torah states, B'nei Aaron, and we learn out B'nei Saren, that's not only referring to the first din of the pasuk that's talking about the issa of a kohen to be matam l'mesim, and it's referring to the entire pasuk, and it's also teaching us that the issa loyikuchu karcha b'reisham is only referring to the males of bnei Aaron and not to bnei Saren. Why would you Abaye require xer shava of karcha karcha from the din of a kohen to teach us the din of Yisrael that only applies by males and not by females? If b'tesim b'kavachayma, if l'chayri should be able to learn this din from a kavachayma, v'ano amina, and we would say as follows: u'makrihanim shuvu ben akasa mitzvah series. That just like b'nei Geir Kohenim, where the Torah is mad, but they have many extra mitzvahs over Yisrael, as we know that they can't marry a Geiris, and they also can't be Matam L'Mesim, and b'nei Aaron v'lei b'nei Saren, and still the Torah states that the Issa of Leikuchu Karcha B'reisham only applies b'nei Geir, the males of b'nei Aaron, and not by the females. So Yisrael, like Kolshkein, says certainly by Yisraelim, where the Torah is not mad by so many mitzvahs, certainly when the Torah says the Issa of Leikuchu Karcha b'nei Nechel L'Mes, it's only referring to males and not females. And l'chari, why do you need a Geir Shava at all? And Abaye answers, he loved Xer Shava, if not for the fact that we have a Xer Shava of Karcha Karcha, Hava Mina Hifsika Inyan. So we may have thought that when the Torah states B'nei Aaron, and we learn out B'loi B'nei Saren, that is only B'nei the first din that says in that Pasha, which is discussing the Issa for a coin to become Tami L'meis, and we would say that only applies to males and not females, but the rest of the Psukim in that Inyan would actually apply to females as well. And therefore, since the Torah has a Xer Shava of Karcha Karcha, and there's nothing else to use that Xer Shava for, therefore, it must be that the Torah is being mechadish to us, that when the Torah tells us the Issa loyikuchu karcha b'reishim by a kohen, that the din of b'nei Aaron v'lei b'nei Aaron applies b'negei that din as well, and therefore we learn out of Xer Shava to Yisrael as well, that when the Torah states l'sibu karcha b'nei nechel l'meis, it's also only referring to males and not females. The Gemara continues in Esan Abaya, Hashanami name of Hifsika Inyan, the Lachay, why don't we say that when the Torah states b'nei Aaron and v'lei b'nei Aaron, that it's only referring to the Issa to become Tamil l'meis, and even though you're going to tell me that why do we have the Xer Shava and L'chari that Xer Shava is only coming for this din, but that's not true, because V'imashim Xer Shava Mibayle L'chitanya, we actually need Xer Shava clarifies the Isurim of L'yikuchu Karcha B'reisham that states B'negeya Kayin, and the Issa of L'yisim Karcha B'nei Nechel L'meis that states B'negeya the Issa of Yisrael to rip their hair out when someone dies. And as the Brisa teaches us, L'yikuchu, when the Torah states B'negeya Kayin L'yikuchu Karcha, and the Torah could have just written the word L'yikuchu, and if it would have said that Yachal Afilu Kureach Abba V'chamish Karchus Le'yu Chayev El Achas, that if a Kohen would go and scratch himself 4 or 5 times at one shot, then he would only be Chayev for one Issa Tamalei Mekarcha. That's why the Torah states Le'yikuchu Karcha L'Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas, and this teaches us that if a Kohen cut himself 4 or 5 times at one shot, they'd still be Chayev 5 different Laban and 5 Malkas. In addition, when the Torah states B'negei a Kohen Le'yikuchu Karcha B'reisham, so Ma Tamalei Mekarcha, what is the word B'reisham coming to teach us? L'fishenema, since B'negei Yisrael, the Torah states so then you would think that the only time that you chayiv is only if you pull out the hair that's between your eyes, meaning right by your forehead. How do you know that you chayiv if you pull out hair at any spot of your head? Therefore, tells us that at any point in your head that you pull out hair, you'd be chayiv al roish kabinanayim, that you chayiv on any part of your hair, just like you chayiv between your eyes. And the Brisa now continues. Yisrael Menolan, Tami, since the Torah states Leikuchu Karcha B'negei Kain, certainly we know that a Kain will be chayev al kol achas va'achas, and we also know that since the Torah states Leikuchu Karcha B'reishim B'negei Kain, that a Kain will be chayev if he rips out any of his hair at any part of his head, and not only by his forehead. However, maybe these chumras only apply B'negei Kain, since the Torah gave a Kain many different Yisurim. As we know, a Kain is Aster Gusha, and a Kain is Aster B'metam L'meisim. However, by Yisrael, who doesn't have these mitzvahs, maybe if Yisrael was Kareach above the Chomish Karchos, he would only be Chayiv one, and maybe Yisrael is only Chayiv if he rips his hair, Beini Nechem, and not if he rips at any part of his head. And therefore, the Brisa states, Nemekan Karcha, Venemel Alon Karcha, that in Chanami we learn this based on the Gzeir Shavar that says Karcha both B'degei Yisrael and B'degei the Issa by Akayin, Ba'akan Chayiv Akol Karcha V'Karcha V'Chayiv Al Rosh K'Beini Naim, just like we just proved that B'degei Akayin, he's Chayiv Akol Karcha V'Karcha, and he's also Chayiv on ripping out any of his hair, and not only by his forehead, Aflalon, also B'degei the Issa by Yisrael, of Lysisimu Karcha B'Ein Nechel Lameis, Chayiv Akol Karcha V'Karcha, V'Chayiv Al Rosh K'Beini Naim. And in addition, Umal Alon Al Meis, and just like B'degei Yisrael, the Torah specifies Lysisimu Karcha B'Ein Nechel Lameis, that is Dafkan Issa, when ripping out your hair because someone died, so Afkan Al Meis, and also B'degei Akoyin, even though it doesn't state the Lashon Meis, and it states Lyikuchu Karcha B'Reisham, we still say that's only Dafka B'degei Meis. There was no general Issa for Akoyin to rip out his hair. And therefore, the Gemara is asking Abaya that since we find that the Gzeir Shava Karcha Karcha is used for other dinim, so how do you prove that this din of Karcha Karcha is coming to tell us that the words B'nei Aaron, V'loi B'nei Saron, is not only on the first din that says in the Pasha of Mi Matam L'Mesim, and it also applies to other dinim in the Pasha, and it even applies to the Issa of Li Kuchu Karcha B'Reisham? And the Gemara answers according to Abaya, Im Kein Nichte Kra Karach Mai Karcha Shmas Minotarti. If you're correct that the only time that we have the Gzeir Shava of Karcha Karcha is only B'degei the Dinim that we just mentioned, and B'degei the Din that the Issa applies to a Kayin, and only B'degei is someone that dies, and the Issa by Yisrael is L'chayiv al Kol Karcha V'Karcha, and is Chayiv al Rosh K'Beinei Naim, then both B'degei the Pasuk of a Kayin and B'degei the Pasuk B'degei Yisrael, the Torah should have said the Lashon Karach, and the Lashon should have been B'degei a Kayin L'yikuchu Karach B'Reisham, and B'degei Yisrael, the Torah should have stated V'leisim Karach B'nei Nechem L'meis. By the fact that the Torah used Lashon Karcha and added extra hay both by a Kayin and by Yisrael, so as Rashi said, therefore, it's as if there's an extra Gzeir Shava, and that Gzeir Shava doesn't come for any other limud, and must be coming to tell us that the Lashon of Bnei Aaron that teaches us Bnei Aaron v'Lei Bnei Aaron that states at the beginning of the pasuk not only B'negei the Issa of Tumas Meis, but it's also B'negei the pasuk of Likuchu Kacha B'Reisham, and tells us that that Issa only applies to Bnei Aaron and not Bnei Aaron, and the Gzeir Shava then teaches us that the pasuk B'negei Yisrael in Pasuk A of Leisimu Kacha B'Nei Nechem L'Meis also applies only to males and not to females. And the Gemara continues, Rav Amar, Rav brings another Makar as to how Isi understands that the din of Leisimu Karcha B'nei Nechem L'meis is only by a male and not by a female. As Hainu Taimed Isi, the Aleph B'nei Nechem Mitfilin, they learned the word B'nei Nechem that states B'negei Leisimu Karcha B'nei Nechem L'meis, and also says B'negei Tfilin, Ma'alalah Nashim Peturis, and just like B'negei Tfilin, that women are potter from putting on Tfilin, as it's a mitzvah saseish as man grama, either because Laila lives man Tfilin, or because Shabbos and Yontav is lives man Tfilin, Afkan Nashim Peturis, and also over here, B'negei Issa of Leisimu Karcha B'nei Nechem L'meis, it only applies to males and not to females. Keep in mind that L'chayr, this limit of Rava only works out according to those man de Amrim that hold that Nashim Ataka parted from Tfilin because it's a mitzvah seish as man grama, but we saw two man de Amrim, we saw Ramei and Rabbi Yudah who hold that Tfilin is actually a mitzvah seish shaloy as man grama, and Nashim would be chayiv. Certainly this would not be a good limit according to those man de Amrim. However, of course, Isi L'chayr is going like we paskin that Tfilin is a mitzvah seish as man grama and Nashim apaturis. And the Gemara continues, V'rava my time le'em kabaya, so why didn't Rava learn like Abaya? Zokt Rava, karakarcha loy mashmalei, that he doesn't learn the extra hay, and therefore he says that even though the Torah says the Lashon Karcha, and we use that for Gzeir Shava, that is the Ikka Gzeir Shava, and we don't have two Gzeir Shavas, and therefore he couldn't learn the Makar for Isi from the din of Abaya, as Rava doesn't feel that we have two Gzeir Shavas. And the Gemara continues, V'abaya my time le'em karava, so why didn't Abaya learn like Rava, that he learns Gzeir Shava b'nei nechem from the din of Tfilin, and just like women are potter from Tfilin, therefore women are going to be potter from the Issa of Leisisimu Karcha B'nei Nechem L'meis. The Gemara answers, Amal Lecha, Abaya will respond, Tfilin Gufayim Mehacha Gamla, that actually the Gzeir Shava of B'nei Nechem teaches us the din of Tfilin itself. Since the Torah states B'negei the Tfilin Shoreish, V'hoilu Teitafes B'nei Nechem, and it says B'nei Necha, and we would think that you actually have to place the Tfilin between your eyes, Mamish, and as Rashi states, Tehainu Al Padachtoi, that you would actually place your Tfilin on your forehead itself. Yisrael, and now we hear is growing. We learn that since B'negei Yisrael, the Torah states, V'leisesimu korcho bein nechem l'meis, and ma'al Allah, makam sh'isim korcho b'goy v'sharosh, that just like over there, when pulling out your hair, it has to be in a place where hair grows. And of course, that's right at the top of your forehead, and right where a person's hair starts growing, afkam makam ha'nocho b'goy v'sharosh, and therefore B'negei Yisrael, the proper place to place your tefillin sh'rosh is at the top of your head, and where your hair is growing is not referring to between your eyes and on your forehead in a place where hair doesn't grow. How's Abaye say that since we learned B'negei Tefillin, the Mokum HaNochas Tefillin, therefore we can't learn the Gzeir Shava in order to teach us that L'Sim Korach B'nei Nechem is only B'negei a man and not B'negei a woman? We have a klal that in Gzeir Shava Mechza, and therefore we should learn all the dinim and compare the din of Tefillin to the Issa L'Sim Korach B'nei Nechem L'meis, also B'negei a, the Issa that it only applies to males and not to females. V'neima Matfilin Nashim Pturis Hachinami Gabi Korcha, and Taisa's answer being Shleima the Shem Leinim Gzeir Shava Elashmin and Makom HaNochas Tefillin, as maybe they had a Kabbalah that this Gzeir Shava only teaches us the Makom HaNochas Tefillin and not B'negei a other dinim. And then Taisa's is the Kashla Ram Amayim Menichat Tefillin B'chol Reish. The L'Chayr, why don't we have an ability to place that Tefillin on our entire head? Keichad to come B'Korcha B'chol Reish, just like we stated that we learned that the din of Korcha is on the entire head and not only Bein Nechem. Taisa responds B'Shem Lahochim Hani Hay Bein Nechem Davim Maslimuch the Burei Sheichem, that that's why the Torah states Bein Nechem in order to teach us that Tefillin has to be at least between your eyes and at least at a Mokum Mesuyim, can't be placed at any point of your head. And Ba'avagav Degabi Korcha Ksiv Bein Nechem, and even though B'Negei the Issa of Korcha it states Bein Nechem Ba'Filu Lahochim Korcha B'Chol Reish, and even so we said that the Issa applies to the whole head. V'Yishleimad Ligma Gzeir Shavu Nechtav, that over there was stated in order to teach us the Gzeir Shavu Ayin and Taisis. And the Gemara continues Bein La'Abaye Bein La'Rava Hay Bonim Atam La'Shem La'Kechem Mai Darshi Bei, that both according to Abaye and Rava they learned that the word Bonim that states in Pasuk A of Bonim Atam La'Shem La'Kechem is not teaching us Bonim V'Lei Bonis, and it's referring to the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's telling us that we should keep these mitzvahs and we should not do these Yisurim because we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And L'Chayu, what do they learn from this Pasuk? And the Gemara explains Hay Mibayi L'Tanya, they need it for the following Braisa, as the Pasuk states in Re'e, Bonim Atam La'Shem La'Kechem Bizman She'atam Noigim Minig Bonim Atam Kriyim Bonim, that when you're being noig as a child and you're actually doing the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be noig with you as children. However, Einatam Noigim Minig Bonim, if you do not act as children and you don't do the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einatam Kriyim Bonim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not act with you as if you're his children, and he will act with you as if he's your Adon and you are his servants. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir argues on Rabbi Yehuda and he says, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach, it doesn't make a difference if you act as children. If you don't, Atam Kriyim Bonim, you're still going to hold the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shinam, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Bonim Sicholim Hema, even though Klai Yisrael did Averis and they were foolish, as we know, a person doesn't do Avera unless it's Nichlasi Mai Ruach Shtus. Even so, the Torah calls us Bonim. Va'iman also says in Pashas Hazinu, Bonim Loy Eimim Bam. Va'iman also says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Zerim Reim Bonim Mashchisim. Va'iman also says in Yeshaya, Va'hoi Bim Kaim Ashi Ya'im Alehem Loy Amiatem, Ya'im Alehem Bidi Kelchai. Once Klai Yisrael does Tshuva, then in place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that you're not my nation, he will say that you're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the living God. The Gemara continues in Yasser Rameah, Mai Va'imah, why Rameah have to have all these psukim? The Gemara states, V'chitema, as if you will say, Skolei Hudim Mikri B'nei, that the only time that Klai Yisrael is called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when they do Averis, but they don't do so out of vicious, and they do so out of foolishness, and therefore they're still considered the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Kilesbu Menusa Loi Mikri B'nei, however, when they wouldn't have their manus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu any longer, and they would actually do Averis Lachas, maybe at that point they would no longer be considered the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tashma, and therefore we're bringing the second Pasuk, even if they're not loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will still be called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe you'll say that the only time they're still called children is only if they don't have an amanis and they're still doing Averis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once they go and serve Averis Gechavim and they're so far gone, and then at that point they would not be considered the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we bring a third Pasuk, even if Klai Yisrael serves Averis Zara, and as Rashi brings that the Pasuk in Dvarim states, and we see the Torah use Lashon Hashchasa b'negei avodah zarah, and even so, the Torah still calls them the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chitema, and if you're going to say, banam mashchisim hu demikri, and once you do avodah zarah, although you're still considered the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're always going to be called banam mashchisim, and you never have the opportunity to do tshuva, and get back to the original state with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you consider good children, and banim ma'aliyah lo mikru, tashman, therefore the Pasuk states, v'oimah, v'hoi b'mekayim ashi ya'im alehem, lo amiatem, ya'im alehem, b'di kelchai, that once you do tshuva, you'll get back to your original status, and you will have your original status that you're greater than every single nation. nation, and you call banim atem l'Hashem alekechem. We continue with the new Mishnah, and the new Mishnah will discuss various avodas that are only kosher by men and not by women, and we will read the words of the Mishnah, and then we'll explain it. So the Mishnah states, hasmichos va'tnufos va'goshes va'kmitzos va'ktois va'melikos va'kabos va'zois nehagim va'anoshim v'loy menoshim, they are noig only by men and not by females. Chutz mincha seita v'nizira shehem manifes, aside from the din of tnufa that applies to a seita and applies to a woman who was a nazir. As Tesis points out, in Dibur Maschah, hasmichos va'tnufos va'goshes nearer the ma'goshes ve'ilich ma'ari b'koyinim, that only from the point of ha'goshes and forward, then when the Mishnah is talking about kohanim and telling us that a bas koyin would not be able to do these avodas, va'asur koy b'gemara l'muti kohanes, ava smichas etrufes ayir b'yisrael. However, the first two dinim of the Mishnah of smichas and trufes are shayach by Yisrael as well, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us that although Yisrael does smicha and does trufa, however, if a woman does smicha or trufa, that would not be a valid kiyum of smicha or trufa. And of course, the Mishnah is not telling us that if they do so, then it would actually pass the carbon, because we know that even if someone doesn't do smicha or doesn't do trufa, that would not pass the carbon itself, as it's not ma'akev. And the Meiri explains how smicha is she'adim soymech ha'kabone, that a person soymech and he leans on his carbon chesiv v'samech yaday, v'hu never b'karbon behema, she'kol carbon's behema, ben she'chayv v'ben she'lundava, soymech ha'reish behema, ba'oy d'chaya b'chol koychay. The din is that for all kabones, you have to lean on the behema with all of your koych, aside from b'charo, ma'isa u'pesach, u'v'shas smicha misvada, and at the time of smicha, you say vidoy, imuchatas ayasham ayoyla, al b'shal shlomim, einu misvada, el sh'ayma dibi shvach, ve'in smicha el b'baylim, and smicha has to be done by the owner of the carbon. The din of trufa applies to many kabones, which is a din that the koyin and the b'baylim have to waive, for example, the chazev v'shoik of a shlomim, and that din does not apply to a woman, and b'negei a woman, if she brings a shlomim, then the trufa is only done by the koyin himself. Rashi states, b'negei ha'gosha, ve'inu ma'geshes mincha, that she does not do ha'gosha on a mincha. We know that prior to doing kmitza from a carbon that requires kmitza, or prior to a koyin's carbon mincha, which doesn't need kmitza, there's a din to bring the carbon mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. The Mishnah teaches us that ha'gosha can only be done by a koyin, and it cannot be done by a bas koyin. Similarly, the Mishnah teaches us that kmitza can only be done by a koyin, not by a bas koyin. The same din applies to that Torah of the emurim on the mizbeach, that only can be done by a koyin, not by a bas koyin. Malika, which is similar to shchita by a behima, is only done by a koyin, not by a bas koyin. And even though shchita can be done and is kosher bizarre, however, malika can only be performed by a koyin and only by a male and not by a female. Similarly, the same din applies by the gei kabbalah sadam. The same applies by the gei hazara sadam, which we will discuss in the Gemara, where the Torah teaches us in regard to three dinim, that is a din of hazara instead of zrikas sadam. And all those cases, it's only noyig by a koyin and not by a bas koyin. And then the Mishnah teaches us that although b'negei a regal carbon, the din of trufa doesn't apply to a woman. However, b'negei the carbon mincha of a seita, the carbon shlomim, and the carbon mincha of a nazira, the din of trufa does apply to a woman as well, and is a chiyuv for them to do trufa together with the koyin. And in the Baam Taisis, Taisis points out by locha v'zrika like Tani, that our Mishnah did not speak about the locha and the din of zrika, the locha b'chla kabbalah shurei min of a kriva koyin nafka, that we will learn the din of a locha that's b'chla kabbalah, and we learn for the pasuk of kriva koyin, and it states a koyin has to dafka do kabbalah, and therefore a locha also has to be done by a koyin and not by a bas koyin. And Taisis states v'zrika b'chla azar, just like the Mishnah stated that azar has to be done by a male and not by a female, therefore the din of zrika is similar to azar, and the same din applies. Taisis then asks v'im taima amai ischuk kor b'gemar l'mutei nashim, why do we need psukim in order to teach us that nashim apato typically the kula mitzvah seish is magramava shavei inin regis al b'yayim k'chsib b'yayim tzavasei l'haku kabaneim, that we know the Torah tells us that kabanas could only be brought during the daytime, and therefore it's a mitzvah seish is magramava and nashim apturis, and why do we need any pasuk to teach us that nashim apato? Taisis answers that inachinami, in order to pato a woman from these avodas, certainly we would not be need a pasuk. However, since we know that by mitzvah seish is magramava, even though nashim apturis, they could still do the mitzvah, so one may think that they could do any of these avodas and it would not pass the avoda. To come mash blon, that the pasuk tells us that if they do any of these avodas, it would actually pass the avoda. And Taisis points out that although, of course, if a woman does smicha, it doesn't pass the avoda. However, Taisis says that we still need a pasuk to teach us that a woman is pata, as since the Torah states v'samach v'shachat, so we would think that just like shchita is sheer bizarre and a woman can do shchita, maybe she would have a chiyuv to do smicha. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us based on a pasuk that a woman is pata from smicha. Taisis continues b'trufa nami ischuk lemute mishum eshkan trufa d'ksheir benoshim k'dem farsh kamon, as since we will see that trufa is kosher by a woman by the case of a seita and by the case of a nazira, therefore the Mishnah had to tell us that a woman is pata from doing trufa. And also prior to beginning of the Gemara, Taisus on Daf Lam and Vav and Beis asked that L'chira, why did the Gemara need any Pesukim to teach us that these dinim are possible by a woman if L'chira them Chusim B'Gadim, and we learn in Masechta Zvachim, even B'negei Kayhanim, B'zman She'im B'gdeim Aleim, in Kunasim Aleim, and Taisus answers, V'yishleim, D'mayu Shalav She'es B'Gadim, the Mishnah is teaching us that even if a woman wore the B'gdei Kuna, that this still would be a Pesul in Ha'avayda, Inami Yishleim, Akim Yishleim, Estav B'gdei Kuna, Lo'yav M'chusim B'Gadim, that since there's no command that a woman should wear B'gdei Kuna, so there wouldn't be a chesaron of being mechusa begadim, and potentially if she would do these avodas, it would work. And therefore, the Torah is mechadish to us that if a woman does any of these avodas, the avoda would be pasul. Where it begins, smicha is how do we know that a woman is part of a smicha? D'chsev, as the pasuk in Vayikra states, b'negei the din of oila, dabel b'nei Yisrael v'matar leim. Then the pasuk dalid, the Torah states, b'samach yada reisha oila v'nitzel loy l'chaper lov. And therefore, we learn b'nei Yisrael samchim ve'im b'nei Yisrael samchis, that the din of smicha only applies to b'nei Yisrael and it doesn't apply to b'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Tnufa is that the Mishnah stated that a woman is not relevant to the din of Tnufa, and the Gemara brings a pasuk in Pashas Tzav that states, Dabal b'nei Yisrael lema, hamak v'zevach shlomav l'Hashem, yovies kabanoi l'Hashem mizevach shlomav, and then the next pasuk states, Yadu t'vienu es ishi Hashem, es achil of ala chaza yuvienu es achaz l'hanef v'yisai Tnufa l'fnei Hashem, and therefore we learn out, b'nei Yisrael manifim v'ein b'nei Yisrael manifis, that the din of Tnufa is only relevant to the males in Klai Yisrael and not to females. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated that Goshois, that the din of Hagosha to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach for a mincha is only applicable to a male and not to a female, and if a female would do it, even though she's a kohen and she's a bas kohen, it would actually passel the mincha. The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, v'zeis teres ha-mincha, hakrav oiso b'nei Aaron, and we learn out, b'nei Aaron v'loi b'nei Aaron. Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, k'mitzais, the chsiv, as the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, v'viel b'nei Aaron ha-kohen v'komitz misham v'loi kumtzai misilto mishamna al-kol v'nesa, v'hikta ha-kohenes as-kurasa ha-mizbecha ishi reich nichoich l'ashem. Once again, we learn out, b'nei Aaron v'loi b'nei Aaron. The Gemara continues, haktareis, the chsiv, as the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, v'ktiru eisei b'nei Aaron ha-mizbecha ala ula ashala itzim ashala ish ishi reich nichoich l'ashem. And once again, we learn out, b'nei Aaron v'loi b'nei Aaron. And the Mishnah continues, ha-malikais, the chsiv, as the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, v'kriva kohen al-mizbech, u'molakas reisha v'hikta ha-mizbecha v'nimtza damay al-kir mizbech. Even though in this pasuk it only says v'kriva kohen, it doesn't say b'nei Aaron. However, l'maisa, the pasuk stated u'molak v'hikter, and iskish malika l'aktara, and there's a hekish between malika and aktara, and just like b'nei aktara, the pasuk stated b'nei Aaron, and we learned out b'nei Aaron v'lei b'nei Aaron. Therefore, b'negei malika, the same that applies that it's only applicable to b'nei Aaron and not to b'nei Aaron. Mishnah continuing hakabbalah is that kabbalahs could only be done by b'nei Aaron, not by b'nei Aaron. The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Vayikra, v'shachas ben abakel f'nei Hashem, v'kriu b'nei Aaron akreinim esadam, v'zokas adam al mizbeach saviv v'asher pesach ha'yomayid. Gemara explains v'omamar, and we learned to the b'risa when the Torah says v'kriu b'nei Aaron zu kabbalahs adam. That's not referring only to halacha, but it's referring to accepting the blood. This pasuk is referring to kabbalah as well as halacha, and since the pasuk states v'kriu b'nei Aaron, so we learn out b'nei Aaron v'loi b'nei Aaron. Therefore, kabbalahs adam as well as halachas adam has to be done by zichri kuna, and it can't be done by a female. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah of Azois that sprinkling of blood has to be done by b'nei Aaron, and it can't be done by females. Now, as Tosfos pointed out on Daf Lam and Vav Amud Aleph, that the Mishnah did not discuss zrikas adam, as over there it's clear that the pasuk states in Parshas Vayikra in Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, v'shachad Yisrael yerachem mizbeach tzafayim l'fnei Hashem, v'zarku b'nei Aaron akreinim esdomay al mizbeach saviv, and certainly we will learn out b'nei Aaron v'loi b'nei Aaron. And therefore, when our Mishnah stated v'azayis, it must be coming to tell us a chiddush b'negeya another type of zrika called hazah, and we know that Torah speaks about hazah in three different places. Number one, when the kohen prepares the paraduma in order to spray on someone that becomes tamei meis, and that avoda was not done actually in the Beis Hamikdash, but was done on a mountain near the Beis Hamikdash, and they would do hazah seven times towards the Beis Kodesh Kodashim. Number two, the Torah teaches us the din of hazah as opposed to zrika sedam that's done on the mizbeach, and this was done towards the pareches of the mizbeach hazav that speaks about by the par kohen mashiach and par ha'am dov shel tzibor. The Torah also speaks about hazah when it speaks about the spraying of the blood of the chatas ha'if, as over there you don't put the blood into a kli and you do it directly from the neck of the bird. The Torah states v'hizim midam achatas. Now Gemara now is hazah dehicha. What hazah is the Mishnah trying to teach us a chiddush that it's done only by males and not by females? Either para, if it's referring to the hazah that's done by the para aduma alaza kasaba, it states that alaza has to do that hazah. And as Rashi tells us that since at that time alaza was the skan kohen gadol, so we see that a kohen gadol has to do the hazah of the para aduma, as Rashi states v'afilu shak kohanim psulim v'kol shkei noshim, and therefore all other kohanim are also possible. pasul, and certainly women would be pasul from doing the hazav, the paraduma, and that can't be the chiddush of our Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Edifnim, and if you're going to tell me it's the hazav that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash by the Parechus and the Mizbeach Hazav that speaks about by the Parakoyim Mashiach and the Parahom Dav Shel Tziba, but the Koyim Mashiach Kasubah, once again over there, the Torah tells us that's done by the Koyim that's anointed, referring to the Koyim Gadol, and therefore certainly it can't be done by a Koyim Hadid, and certainly not by a Isha. And therefore, Zakh the Gemara, El Hazav, the Ben Oif, it must be that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Hazav of a Chatas Oif cannot be done by an Akiva and has to be done by a Koyim Hadid that's a male. The Torah doesn't say B'nai Aaron, and therefore, how do we know that a woman can't do the Hazav of a Ben Oif? The Asa B'Kav Choyma, we learned this from a Kav Choyma, Mi Ben Sain, from a regular carbon of a Tzain, Ma Ben Sain, Shalai Kavlai Koyim L'Shchitasai, just like we find B'negei the Shchita of a regular carbon with the Torah states, V'Shachas Ben Abaka, and only afterwards states, V'Kriva B'nei Aaron, Kabbalah V'Elech Mitzvah Skuna, that the only time there's a mitzvah to do the Avodah with the Koyim is only from Akrava and forward, and Shchita is Kshir Bizar, and even so, Kavlai Koyim L'Azasai, as we explained before, Zrikas Adam certainly has to be done with the Koyim, as the Pasuk said in Pasuk Vayikra, V'Zorku B'nei Aaron HaKoyim, and as Domoy Al Mizbeach Saviv, therefore certainly Ben Oif Shekavlai Koyim L'Azasai, in addition, Shekavlai L'Azasai, certainly B'negeah Chatas Oif, where the Torah specified that you have to have a Koyim to do Malika, and even though Malika is similar to the Shechita of an animal, we still need a Koyim and it can't be done by Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, V'kruva Koyim Al Mizbeach U'malakas Reishai, and therefore we see Malika has to be done by a Koyim, therefore certainly the Hazav of Chatas Oif has to be done by a male Koyim and it can't be done by a female. And the Mishnah continued, Chutz Mimcha Saita Nazira, that the din of Trufa applies to women by the Mincha of a Saita or by the Mincha and the Shlomim of a Nazira. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshi Didare, Rabbi Lezer, who said to Rabbi Yeshi in his generation, and Rashi says that the reason why the Gemara says it was to Rabbi Yeshi of his generation is Lafuku from Rabbi Yeshi who was a Tana. And Rabbi Yeshi who was a Tana lived at the same time as Rabbi Lezer ben Pedas. However, Rabbi Lezer over here was speaking to Rabbi Yeshi who was much younger than him and who was an Amira and he lived in his generation. And the Gemara wants to be clear that Rabbi Lezer wouldn't have said what he said to Rabbi Yeshi who was much older than him and who was a Tana. And Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshi, Leitisav Akrach Ada Amali L'Hashmaitza, that you should not sit down until you tell me the Makar for the following memra, Minayin L'Mincha Saita Shetun Trufa. How do we know that a Mincha of a Saita requires Trufa? The Gemara asked Minolan, that how could Rabbi Lezer ask this question? Begufiksiv, it says it Mefurish in Pashas Nasai as the Torah states, V'locha Chakayim Yada Isha as Mincha Saknois, V'heinim Fesa Mincha L'Fnei Hashem, V'hikv V'Yisrael Mizbeach, and therefore certainly we see that the requirement of a Trufa by a Mincha Saita. Elo, the Gemara says, Trufa Bebailu Minolan, Rabbi Lezer's question to Rabbi Yeshi was, how do you know that Trufa has to be with the owner, even though the owner is a woman? And the Gemara explains, Asi Yad Yad Mishlamim, we learn that from the word Yad that says, B'negeya the Mincha Saita, and also says the Lashin Yad, B'negeya Trufa by Shlamim, Ksiv Hacha, it says, B'negeya Mincha Saita, V'locha Koyim Yad Isha, V'ksiv Hasim, and says, B'negeya Shlamim, Yadav Tivyana, Ma'kan Koyin, Aflalan Koyin, just like over here, it says that it was done by a Koyin, therefore, over there by Shlamim, where it doesn't mention the Koyin, it's also with the Koyin, and Ma'lalan Bailim, and just like B'negeya Shlamim, it says specifically that it was done by the Bailim, Afkan Bailim, therefore, over here, B'negeya Mincha Saita is a requirement that the Mincha Saita should have Tufa done by the Bailim, and even though she's a woman, as the Gemara explains, Haketzad, Koyim Machtis Yodi, Tachas Yad Bailim, Umenif, that the Koyim places his hands under the hands of the owner of the carbon, and he does Tufa, both by the din of Tufa by other Kabbalists, for example, by a carbon Shlomim, and by the Tufa of a carbon of a Mincha Saita, it was done by the Koyim and the Bailim, and B'negeya Shlomim, of course, that was only done by a male. However, B'negeya Mincha Saita, the Tufa was performed by the Koyim as well as the woman who was the Bailim of the Mincha Saita. Taisis in our Gemara, as well as in the Gemara Masechta Saita, discusses why should this not be a problem of Chatzitza. There is a Chatzitza between the hands of the Koyin and the hand of the Yisrael, or the hand of the woman. Number two, Ayin and Taisis in Masechta Saita, that discusses why there is no problem of Negiya, as our Gemara states, that the hands of the Koyin and the hand of the woman touch each other, and L'chari, that should be a problem of Negiya. Our Gemara continues, Eshkan Saita, Nizir Menolan, that we just found in Makar, that a Saita actually does Tufa together with the Koyin, and therefore we see that Isha does Tufa B'negeya Saita, but how do you know that Isha does Tufa on a carbon that she brings as a Nazira, on a carbon Mincha, as well as a Shlomim? The Gemara explains, Asik Kaf Kaf Misaita, that we learn Xer Shava based on the Pasuk that states, by a Saita V'nasna Kapah, and also states B'negeya Nazir, V'nasna Kapah Nazir, and since we just learned that a Saita has to do Tufa on her carbon, therefore a Nazira also has to do Tufa on her carbonis, and we will stop over here.